Hello, folks. Welcome to another episode of Just Jay. I know I called it one person show last time, but alliteration makes me happier. Don't know why I'm a newscaster today, so I'm going to stop right now. So today we are going to be discussing musicals. I know that this is a divided topic because there seems to be some kind of politics around what constitutes a theater kid. Usually when you think of a theater kid, you think of someone walking around belting Phantom of the Opera or Don't Rain on My Parade. You don't really think of someone who studies plays. Well, I say that all kinds of theater is valid and we shouldn't always exclude musicals from the conversation or call them shallow or annoying or whatever. If you've never broken out into song randomly in the middle of a conversation, I am so sorry and God looks down upon you. Now, to be honest, I have not seen or listened to that many musicals because personally, I feel like the songs give away a lot of the plot, and I would like to see it first. So my view of musical theater is on a limited scope, but nevertheless, as a person who is mostly a man, I will talk about a topic as if I am the master of said topic. The first show I was ever a part of was Meet Me in St. Louis, which was about a family who wants to go to the World's Fair in Chicago. We call it Meet Me in St. Louis because in the songs, it rhymed with other ooey words. So I know some of our listenership is from St. Louis, the city. So don't hate, appreciate. So I was in seventh grade in this show. This was my first ever show being a little tiny me. And I had a little bit part. My character's name was Pee-wee Drummond. I had three lines, but I got to dance with the lead gal who was very pretty. Hey, she's super Christian. She's not listening to this. Some of the popular songs include the Trolley Song, which has a lot of onomatopoeia. So that's a fun little listen. And Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, which was actually written for the movie that the musical was based on. It actually had a really sad undertone. One of the lyrics was, "It may be your last, next year we may all be living in the past," which turned into, "Let your heart be light, next year all our troubles will be out of sight." So I don't know if it would have gained as much popularity if it was so sad. But also, hot take, don't love Christmas music. Please don't not listen because of that, but also if anyone else doesn't really like Christmas music, let me know. Or if you want to defend Christmas music, also let me know. Don't know how, but find a way to let me know. So the second show I was ever a part of was The Wedding Singer. The Wedding Singer was based on a movie of the same title starring Adam Sandler, and it's about a wedding singer. How many times can I say that? Who gets dumped at his own wedding. Comedy. So it was in ninth grade when this happened. Our school was very poor. And so we did one show a year and it alternated play and musical. So in the show, I played Boy George, which if you know who that is or have any idea of who that is, it pretty much outed me before I even knew what gay was. He was the effeminate, high-singing piano player of the trio, and was basically a giant tribute to the 80s. I went to a very conservative high school, so a lot of the words had to be changed. So there's a lyric in a song that he's writing right after he gets broken up with, and in the book, the lyrics were, "It all was bullshit, it was a fucking joke, and when I think of you, Linda, I hope you fucking choke." As you can tell, that would not have flown. So the lyrics were changed to, "It all was bullcrap, it was a gosh dang joke, and when I think of you, Linda, I hope you freaking choke." Which I think that started my turn into leftist politics. But it was really fun. It was my first ever lead, so that was really fun to boost my ego. The third show I ever did was Beauty and the Beast. We all know, so I don't have to go into it. I played Lumiere. Okay, but see, here's the thing with gay folks like me. You're either old, you die, or the comedic relief, which the comedic relief is sometimes being the ladies' man, but everyone, like, knows that you're a homo, so it's, like, silly. But since Lumiere was French, I think the dots were there to connect me, the swishy one, to the role. So there was a... There was a girl who was so pressed that she did not get Belle that on our last show, this is so ridiculous, she stopped the scene to sing a random aria that made absolutely no sense in context. Like, get over it. Theater, this is why people hate theater kids. I know I just, like, defended us, but... Oh, this was also the same girl who... She wouldn't leave me alone and kept texting and calling me to date her. So annoying. And I had to come out to her so she would stop. That was the only way. She wouldn't take any of my no's. And then after I came out to her, she said, "Well, my mom knows someone who died of AIDS, so I hope you stay safe out there." Like, what? And on that note, let's take a break. And we're back. Nothing happened. I just wanted to show advertisers that they have space. Our senior trip in high school was to the city that never sleeps, and the first show I ever saw on Broadway was Wicked. Now, I think that this show gets a lot of hate for some reason, but I think it was a great intro for me into the professional world of musical theater. Like, if you say Wicked, people know, you know? It was bright and flashy and emotional. And I think it showcased the power and emotional range of women. Like, it's not just, I don't know if you've seen Groundhog Day, but there is a character who is, like, portrayed to be this, the word I'm thinking of is bimbo, I guess. Like, she's blonde and big boobs and that kind of part. And she's playing dumb. Like, that the role was built for that, all of that to happen. But then she has a song called Playing Nancy, where she talks about, like, how society has put her into this role, and she has to act like it and not jump out of her box because that's against the social rules, even though she doesn't agree with how she's being portrayed. I don't know why I brought that up, but women. I remember when the big climax of Defying Gravity came up and Elphaba was flying and belting, and my friend Alexis grabbed my arm really, really tight, and we both started crying. I hope she's doing well. On subsequent trips to NYC through our Art Scholars program, I saw two shows that really affected me in different ways: Waitress and SpongeBob. Waitress stuck out to me because when we saw it, it was Sarah Bareilles' opening night, and I also peed in the urinal beside Scott Hoying from Pentatonix. But getting away from people, the show was, it seemed so emotional and raw to me. I guess because it's, like, small town people. Like, it seems very something that would be near me. And I guess it got mixed reviews, but the song She Used to Be Mine had me sobbing. Plus, the whole theater smelled like pie, and you could buy some at intermission, so that was really nice. Now, SpongeBob got me because it spoke to the kid in me. Like, have you ever seen the movie Big with Tom Hanks? That's kind of how I feel sometimes. Like, I take what I need to seriously, but nothing else. Like, that's not fun, you know? The show was so bright and campy and wacky, and I just loved everything about it. It was kind of how the show looked was how I want to view the world, because it was so pretty, but had a sense of whimsy to it, and it was all made out of recycled materials. Like, the curtain that was up when everyone walked in as to not reveal the set was made entirely out of sponges, which was very cool. Also, the people I went with to that show took edibles beforehand and did not tell me, thank you very much. But to be honest, I might have had a panic attack because of sensory overload. Well, that's all I wrote, I guess. It's another short one. But I hope y'all enjoyed me talking about myself, which is something I love to do. Oh, well, there's the news reporter again. Thanks for tuning in. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe on the platform on which you listen, and you can find us on Twitter at Highbrow Theater, and that's spelled T-H-E-A-T-R-E. I had a professor tell me once that theater with an R-E is the concept, and theater with an E-R is the building. So put that on a plate. That's for our marvelous Mrs. Maisel audience. Anywho, if you'd like to support us, find some way to give us money so we can continue providing content to our lovely pals out there, which are you guys. Thanks for listening.